third mission, Amadon Titin Avuis Mitoich Amad Tomek. If there were large drops coming out of him as he was urinating, or even without urinating, since that the thickness to them is more similar to Shechar Zerah, and therefore it's Tomek. The Rebbe led the Chisma, that's his opinion. Amahar Belayla Vom Mimotu L'Tzorei Chama, a person dreamt about something that was causing that Shechar Zerah, and then he got up in the morning and he felt his body warm. In other words, that thought did cause some type of physical reaction. Then we have to assume that something happened in his tummy. For that is the Zerah Bayim HaShlishi Tahayu Dibir HaBelazim HaZayim. A woman that had relations and the Zerah of her husband came out on the third day, HaBelazim HaZayim says she's Tumeh, there's a Tumah, not only for the man, but also for the woman when it comes out of her body, within the course of HaBelazim HaZayim, within the first few days, first 2 days, it's Meya, and the third day, according to Rebbe Elazar Azariah, it's already too long after the act, and therefore it's not Matana anymore. And then Yishmael Leiner, Yishmael says, that Pamim Shem Alba, Yishmael Shem Shem Chamesh, Pamim Shem Shem Shisha, which means that he held that you need 3 days. That doesn't have to be 3 full days, it has to be 2 full days and part of the third one. So Meya, if the tashish was done right before the first day, so you have a little bit of that day, and then you have 2 full days, which equals 3 days. So it was done in the morning, that you have to do the first day, you have to do half of the first day, and another 2 full days. And it was done at the beginning of the first day, and you have to do 3 full days. She says, no, we always go by five oymas, half of the first day, and 2 full days.